Tell me how the book came about.
I was formerly managing director of Accenture. And while I was there, I kept noticing that a lot of my clients were in the wrong jobs and they were miserable. And when I would ask them, what do you want to do? You know, what would be a good job for you? They couldn't answer the question. And so I got to thinking about that, and I got to thinking, you know, there are lots of people that are in this boat. How can I help them get clear about the kind of job that would be right for them? And that's what launched me into looking at books and looking at how you can use your personality as a guide to that. And so up until November of last year, I was writing completely customized books. So all of my books were unique to the reader, and they were based off the data from a personality assessment. So when somebody takes the assessment, I get the data back, and I can generate a book just for them on a topic of their choosing, like how to improve a job or how to find a job that's right for you, or even how to improve a relationship that you're in. But it depends upon that customization. And last November, I was actually at a retreat with Jack Canfield, who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul. And Jack gave me a couple of really good pieces of advice. And he said, one is you need to write a book that's available to everybody and that's available on Amazon. And that was the genesis of this particular book. It doesn't require an assessment. It's readily available on Amazon.com. And I just finished it, and it's launching next week on the 15th.
Tell me more about the book, its structure, and some of the people featured in the book.
Well, there are two main components of the book. One is looking at your unique personality and exercises that you can do on your own to clarify what your interests or passions are, what your behavioral strengths are. So you're not trying to fix weaknesses. You're really taking advantage of what you're innately good at. And also what causes stress for you and how you can minimize that. There are several case studies that represent all phases of an individual's career. So I have people that are just graduating from college and how they have made the assessment of what they are innately good at, what they're passionate about, and how they're using that to actually choose a career. And then I've got studies of people mid-career who are making transitions or just using this information to improve the job that they're in. And I've got examples of people that are looking at retirement. Leanne Hansen is an example of somebody who used this kind of thinking, what she was really passionate about, what she was innately good at, and how she is structuring her retirement with that information in mind.
What do you think are some of the things people miss when they're going through the decision-making process of choosing a job?
I think there are two things that they miss. The first one is I have found that generally speaking, we don't know what we're good at. And it takes talking with other people who know us well to really get clarity around what we're good at. We think we know, but we don't. So that's one thing. It's the back and forth process with others who can validate or in some cases say, no, you're not right about what you're good at. So that's one thing. The second thing is getting very clear about what causes us stress. If we're in stress, we're not free to use our unique strengths and to pursue our passions. And that is going to take precedent over everything else. And the key to understanding what stresses us is to get very clear about what our underlying needs are. And this is probably the hardest thing for everybody to do, is to get real clear about why am I in stress? What are the needs that are not being met? And what can I do about that so that I'm free to actually use my innate strengths to pursue the things I love?
I understand you also have tips about how to make your current work situation happy and more stress-free.
Absolutely. There are always things that we can do to improve our current situation. And most people who are working are not going to jump out and go get a new job. It just doesn't happen that way. So the first step is always to look at what are some simple things that you can do to improve your current situation. If you love the outdoors, for example, it may be as simple as moving your desk closer to a window or eating lunch outside every day. For me, my big stressor at work was a tremendous amount of group telephone calls. That was just causing me a lot of stress. So I looked at how I could structure my activities so I did less of that and got other people to do do more of it so that I was freer to spend time thinking and writing and doing the things I was innately good at.
What are some other tips that you might give someone that might be mentioned in your book about how to seek out the right people to help them make the assessment of what they're good at?
Well, I call the person that you're going to test these ideas with your coach. And I don't think that the coach needs to be somebody who is necessarily skilled in a specific methodology, although I think that's very valuable. So I think the most important thing is that the individual knows you and cares about you and embraces your goal. So if your goal is to improve the job that you're in, your coach understands that and is going to help you with knowledge about you bouncing ideas off of you. So I think that's the number one thing. And the second thing is that they are going to be gut level honest with you. So if you say, I think I'm really good at something, and they say, no, you're really not. Let me give you some examples. That's important information to have. So it's those two things. They know and care about you. They're going to help you test ideas, and they're going to be really honest with you based on what they know.
Do you think the perfect job for someone doesn't feel like work and isn't stressful? Or do you think there's always going to be some element of stress in any job?
That's a good question, and it's one that I think about a lot. I believe that the perfect job is possible. And when you get it, work is not going to feel like work. You will never have to work another day in your life when you're in the perfect job. I don't think it's all available to us right now. And so it's a steady progress to get to that. It took me 30 years to really come to understand what it was I needed in a job and what I was really good at. I don't think that needs to be the case either. I think it can be more like 30 days for other people. But I think it is possible. It happened for me. It just took me 30 years. And my goal now is to make it more like 30 days for everybody else.